right, welcome back. We are underway again. Piers and Painesville now in this duel. And we got Blake Brutger coming out here. Blake gets the 106. Piers wins 56-18 over Holding Ford. And we're just underway. Painesville with Caden Sanko on the mat. Seventh grader. No points yet. A minute in. Brutger in the black. Sanko in the green with the white pinstripes. Those classic Painesville Bulldogs singlets. Little hand fighting. And a shot blocked. Sanko, first real serious shot, goes after another shot. So he's picked up the intensity a little bit as Blake Brutger out there. 30 seconds to go. Blake won his 113 match, 14-3 over Evan Petron of Holding Ford. Fifteen to go. Shot in by Brutger. Does he get in on the leg? No. Now he's up underneath for an underhook. Lost grip on that, and they separate. 5 seconds to go. And there's the period. So they're going to go on their feet. Underway, no points. 10 seconds gone by, second period. Hand control as they go forehead to forehead. Now snap down there by Blake. Shot in by Sanko. He's in on the leg. Comes up again high, though. Couldn't secure it. And they push each other away once more. Minute and a half to go in a scoreless opener here. Hand control inside. Sanko pressing the action right now more so than Blake is. Blake tries to snap down near the edge over on the couch over there. There's the sofa couch over there with Mr. Zajac and Mr. Toops enjoying some pizza, it looks like, over there. They probably wish that Holding Ford provided an Xbox or a PlayStation. What's up with that, Mr. Bruns? Shot in by Sanko. Not quite deep enough on the leg as Brutger able to push him away. 40 seconds to go. There have been some shots by both guys, but no finishing moves so far. They're back on their feet and out of bounds again. 106 pounders, 35 seconds remaining, second period. And Brutger circles clockwise, puts a hand down to the mat, comes back up. Engaging right in the middle of the green mat here in Holding Ford. Reached by Sanko, not able to get in as stepping back was Blake Brutger. Again, a lot of the same. A shot, but no finish for either guy. 6 seconds. Blake tries a little drag on the left wrist, pulling it forward, trying to get his opponent off balance as the horn sounds, and there's the end of the second. 0-0 after two between Sanko of Painesville, Brutger of Piers, and Blake will start down here. And quick stand-up try by Brutger. Little chin drop. Brutger trying to come out the back door now as Sanko slides up the back of Blake. Brutger bridging his forehead down, knees up, tilting forward, trying to bump Sanko a little higher up his shoulders. Sanko still underneath with that front headlock. Minute and a half to go. No points yet between these two. Blake trying to get close to reaching up for the head. Here comes the switch, and Brutger scores. 2-0. Blake gets a reverse with a minute 23 to go. Now Blake Brutger grabs the left arm and pulls it back into a half. Nelson releases that, stuffs the head of Senko down to the mat. Now crossface by Brooker, releases that quickly. Brooker driving forward now, trying to start a Turk here, trying to lift those hips and split the legs of Senko. Can't get that done. 55 seconds to go. 2-0 lead for Blake Brooker. Piers and Painesville to wrap up this triangular for Piers. The Bulldogs will face the host Huskers after this. Here comes the Turk series again by Brooker. Stall on Senko. Warning underneath with 38 seconds. There's a roll by Senko. Good effort, though, but Brooko went wrong for the ride, and they roll out of bounds. 2-0 lead for Blake Brooker in just 33 and a half seconds remain. Brooker, quick elevation and return. Senko crosses those ankles to prevent Blake from getting those hips up and throwing that Turk in on the lower half. Forearm of Brooker, stuffing the head of Senko down to the mat. 14 seconds left. A stall called on Senko. 3-0 for Brooker as he rides on the left side, and he will ride this out to victory here in Holdingford. 3 seconds, and your final score is Blake Brooker over Caden Senko, 3-0. And that also, by the way, becomes the team score. Our first one here is in favor of Brooker and the Pioneers.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Trevor Redunds against Josiah Utch, and a quick takedown here for Redunds, and he's got Utch in the middle with near fall point. So Redunds up at 113 here, wrestled 106, and won a major in his opener today. Up a weight here as Utch being almost stuck right in the middle as the referee looks. Trevor Redunds looking for career win number 61. Win number 60 came earlier this afternoon. A milestone win in... We'll go up on the Pioneer wall. There's the three near fall as the hold is broken. Now Trevor goes cradle. He's got the cradle locked up. He's going to roll it over, and he'll get more near fall with 42 seconds. This is going to make it an 8-0 lead if he doesn't stick him in this cradle. Can't wait to see Austin, his older brother, put his cradle back to work here when Austin gets his cast off in about a week. Our 145-pounder, the senior, Trevor, still with that cradle, 13 to go. The junior hires were up in Brainerd today, the Paul Bunyan event up there. And there's the horn. 8-0 for Trevor Redunds. Good first period work there for Trevor. The next action for the Pioneers varsity will be Tuesday. They'll make the trek down to Cold Spring, a triangular with the host Ricori Spartans, and their final conference duel. They'll take on Eden Valley Watkins. Right off the start, Trevor reaches back for a Gramby, trying to get in on that leg. Couldn't get there. That hand comes out as Utch on top here of the all balled up underneath Trevor Redunds. Minute 40 to go, an 8-0 lead for Trevor here. Trevor extends those arms, rolls. He's looking for hit that Granby again. Still spinning out of that. Utch will give up the reverse. 10-0 now for Rodons. He kept working and finally turned the corner on that. 75 seconds to go. Looks like Rodons wants to attempt a far side cradle. Momentarily tried for it. Now he reaches underneath again. Rodons trying to get that cradle locked. Just over a minute to go in the second. Brooker with a 3-0 win over Caden Senko to open. 55 to go. Referee looks to make sure it's not a potentially dangerous situation for the young man, Utch from Painesville. Here's Half Nelson cranked over here, and Rodons has this one pretty tight now. Rodons draped over the chest of Utch. Reaches up under the head. Referee looking. And this is going to be Trevor Rodons with 30 seconds sinking down. Trevor's left knee is hooked under the chin of Utch. And Utch doing his best effort to spin, but this is getting tighter and tighter until the slap is made on the mat. 17 seconds left, second period. A fall for Rodons. And the Pioneers go up 9-0.
I'm Cadence Tice.
I'm Isabel Gross.
And I'm Guy Clemens-Vernig.
We are sixth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there's a variable tuition.
Holy Trinity provides a welcoming, faith-based environment with small class sizes for academic excellence. Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education.
Registration for the next school year begins in March. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Cale Becker out there at 120 pounds. His opponent from Painesville is Craig Schmitz, just underway. As Brandon Funk gets the 120 off, but it looks like Brandon's going to go at 126 as he limbers up on the sidelines. Cale shooting in here. Cale didn't wrestle against holding forward, and they get a reverse or a takedown, excuse me, for Schmitz. I believe he put up two. Yeah, there it is. Schmitz scores first right at the edge of the mat. So we're down to a minute 10 to go. Schmitz securing that right wrist. Now Cale yanks that free, trying to work his way up. Standing now as Becker peels away, and he's on the board. 2-1, Becker able to get out. Looking for an opening. Both guys kind of creeping forward at each other. Now they engage. Cale grabbing the right elbow of his opponent. In the green and white. Becker in black and red. Elbow tie up there by Becker. Trying to yank that hand from behind his head of Schmitz. Schmitz keeps it securely locked in there. 35 seconds to go. Pierce leading 9-0 over Painesville. Reach by Schmitz. Can't get in. Becker. He drops down. Caught in a front headlock. Now is Schmitz. And they come back up high again. 20 to go. Front headlock still in there by Schmitz with his right arm under the chin of Becker. Becker now powering his way forward, reaches for a leg. Becker driving forward. Snap down by Schmitz, and there's a takedown, and he tries to stack up Cale. Cale, though, he's trying to Granby as time runs out. Two near fall plus the takedown, so Schmitz will be up 6-1. Boy, another 5 seconds, and Cale probably had that Granby. Just ran out of time. Cale wants to go on his feet. Good action in the first period for Becker and Schmitz. Cale shoots deep into a double. Hip sprawled back by Schmitz. Cale still has that double locked, and he's able to push away is Craig Schmitz. Now Schmitz again attacks the head. Right under the spotlight here. Jim, not totally dark. Spotlight accentuating things here. Here's Cale. Is he deep enough on a single? Schmitz trying to turn the corner here. He will. Schmitz will win that scramble, go up 8-1. And now he goes to work on Cale Becker on a far side cradle try. A lot of time left in this second period, a minute 10. Becker peels that arm away. Now Cale's up and out. Escape for Becker, 8-2. Cale goes right back to the attack now. 1 minute. Becker shoots, blocked again by that front headlock. Underhook here by Schmitz. Becker, there's a snap down by Schmitz, bouncing Becker to the mat. Becker working his way back up. Palm to the mat, feet up though, but powered back down. 45 left, second period. Cale still very much in this match at 8-2. Now separates and he's shot. Good aggressiveness. I like Cale's taking shots here, but good defense here by Schmitz. Everything Cale's thrown at him here, Schmitz has had an answer so far. Best scoring chance came for Cale at the end of the first period when he almost nailed a Granby. There's a stalemate in the period. Our show's 20 seconds left. They will restart here. Becker and Schmitz, about a foot separating them. 13 to go. Now there's a little tap on the head by Schmitz. Left hand, right hand back to the back of the neck of Cale. 2 seconds, 1 second, and the period ends. 8-2 for Craig Schmitz of Painesville over Cale Becker of Piers with 2 minutes to go. Schmitz will start down here. Becker looks like he wants to go left side ride to begin. Just bumps forward. Schmitz goes right to his belly. Cale picks that ankle up on the left side, driving it forward, attacking the hips. Schmitz, left leg extended. Cale again, taking the base away, bumping forward. Wrist control, trying to tilt him here. Cheap tilt by Becker, but he lost out of that. Has to come back up on top now into a front headlock. Drops down to a single. Schmitz will put that away, get an escape, and now he'll go to work and get two, and he's got a possible near fall situation here. He is getting a count. Minute 15 left. It's 11-2 now with three more near falls still to be awarded as Schmitz starting to take control here as Cale bridges out of this. But Schmitz is sinking down here on the left side of Cale. Cale with another bridge now turns his hips, gets up, and he's out for an escape, so he avoided the fall. He's still in this match here, but he's going to have to do some work. 14-3. Able to stay off his back there and get out of a pinning combination by Schmitz. Takes a shot, but again, Schmitz right there with an underhook to block. Cale just can't get in onto the legs of Schmitz. 26 seconds left. Cradle on the near side, but out of bounds. Schmitz had that front headlock, and with his left arm, he just reached back and caught the knee of Cale, and that almost turned into a cradle, but out of bounds. 20 seconds left. Cale with 10. Love to make one more attack. There's a fireman's try. Didn't get there. He'll give up the two. Cale scrambling. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And the final score is 14-3, Craig Schmitz. And that puts Painesville on the board. 9-4 is the new score.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Aaron Magus for Painesville and Brandon Funk for Piers Minute 35 to go. Funk will get the two. Piers 9, Painesville 4. Three matches in. Wrestling now at 126. Magus up to his feet, turns and escapes. And out of bounds, a step. 4-2 now, a lead for Brandon Funk over Aaron Magus. Eighth grader, Brandon's a junior. Funk wrestled at 120 last night and in the duel in his first match against Holding Ford and throws a headlock right to his back. Magus in trouble as Funk trying to pin his opponent here with 1 minute to go. Brandon Funk trying to pick up six. Funk as Magus bucks forward trying to stay off his back, but a lot of time, a lot of energy being expended as Funk trying to elevate the head of Magus here. 40 seconds left. Funk did win an 8-4 decision over Cole Clear of Holding Fort in his first match today. So Magus able to get back to his belly. Three near fall for Funk are awarded to make it 9-2. All of this happening in the first period. So Brandon with good energy here. 10 seconds and he's pulling back on the chin and almost got the near fall again. He is getting a count now. He will get another three at the end of the period. And it'll be a 12-2 lead for Brandon Funk after 2 minutes. Brandon will defer. Magus looks over to the bench. Tim Roberg is the Painesville coach. Brandon has his left leg elevated. And now Funk whizzes into two. Minute 40 left. 14-2 now for Funk. He wraps up on the waist. Now they're both standing. Magus might get one out of this. Nope. They say that Brandon never lost control as the boys almost had a visitor on the couch. Funk breaks him down. Magus rolling to his right. Tries a cheap tilt. Magus fends that off. 1:15 to go in the second. Funk up 14-2 here over Aaron Magus of Painesville. Magus able to stand. Brandon now will just release and give up the escape here. 14-3. Magus dives in on a ankle pick. Didn't get there. And now Brandon looks to cradle him out of that. And he does. He locks up the cradle and goes chest to chest. Magus still squirms his way back. He got two near fall out of that. And that's a tech fall. 18-3 tech fall. With 45 seconds left in the period, and the Pioneers now go up 14-4.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Jake Andries for the Pioneers now. Wrestling at 132 in this one. Brett Magus comes out. Jake received a forfeit against Holding Ford, so this is his first mat action as he gets his way into a front headlock situation here. No takedown. He bounces it yet. Turns him. Oh, momentarily. Jake, though, trying to hook that ankle. Jake suffered a rare loss last night, 1-0 to Ramsey Molinaro of ACGC. There's the two, and now he's going to try and go to work with just over a minute to go. Jake rolls. Magus able to prevent any exposure of the shoulder, so still 2-0. Front headlock over there on the edge as Jake's right there over in front of his sister taking some photos for me. Out of bounds. 46 to go. Jake's going to go up on his feet, give up the escape. It'll be 2-1. 45 seconds left. Such a weird ending last night to Jake's match when Molinaro from ACGC, a lot of people thought that he kind of self-pinned himself. Jake was just laying on his back right across the chest. There's 2 for Jake. 4-1 now. He wins a scramble. Jake now on the left hip trying to secure that wrist and tilt Magus. 8 seconds to go. Jake facing me. And period ends. Andries in front of Magus. 4-1, Jake's choice off deferral. Front headlock here off the start here by Andries as he tries to spin Magus here. Over there in front of the Pioneer bench and out of bounds. A neutral start coming up here again. 1:42 to go, second period, Andries and Magus. Jake extends those hands, grabs the right elbow of Magus. Hooks that up now. He's got that right arm of Magus. And pull that forward. Magus trying to yank it free. 1:25 to go. Magus must have given up the optional start here. It's 5-1. Caution on the start there in the standing neutral position. There's a whistle. You don't often see a caution on a neutral start. They spin. Jake inside the small circle now, pulling Magus with him right under the spotlight here in Holdingford. Fireman shot by Jake. Couldn't finish. Back up high. Magus, his heels on the outer circle now over there, takes his right foot outside. 52 seconds to go. Andries up 5-1 on Brett Magus. Ooh, out of bounds as they hit the basketball court underneath the mat. Brett Magus, a junior, Jake, a senior. Jake won his 150th career match up at the Rick Lee in Bemidji a couple weeks ago. 32 seconds remaining, second period. Just leaning on each other right now as Jake steps back to the middle, just kind of working side to side, shaking the shoulders of Magus. And you get that balance taken away. 15 to go. Now Jake shoots again. Jake, not quite deep enough, still coming forward though. Lifting, and keep the toes in for 2. Andries gets the 2. Short time score there for Jake. Puts him up 7-1. He'll hold those toes inside the circle as the period ends. 7-1 Andries over Magus after 2. Piers 14-4. Blake Brooker wins 3-0. Trevor Redunds by fall. And Brandon Funk by tech fall. Right now, Jake needs a takedown to get this to a bonus point category. His lead is 6 right now. It's 7-1. 1:43 to go in the third period here in Holdingford today. Both men on their feet here again. Elbow or shoulder tie up, but Jake shoots again. Got in on the fireman's that time. He's got to pop his head out, and he'll get his 2. Jake still coming around. Get that head out. Here comes the head, and there's the 2. and they'll get near fall right to the back. So it's a 9-1 score, and it's going to be 12-1, if not a fall here, as Andries finally gets a fireman to work. 1:05 on the clock here as Andries will try and finish off Brett Magus of Painesville. Jake has the right arm of Magus all locked up over him. So there's no leverage on the right side for Magus, whose hips squirm left to right. 50 to go. Andries still. Referee's right there looking. Jake. Closer and closer. Jake now elevates the left shoulder of Magus. Both arms elevated up. There can't be much leverage, and there's the fall. Andries finishes with 33 seconds left. Third period. And that puts six more up for the Pioneers. Their lead is now 20-4.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Caitlin Becker, a member of the Piers Bands. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Katie Schaefer and Peter Schomer, and our AAA winners, Laura Skiba and Jake Andries. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Welcome back to Holdingford, where Ross Bozer draws the short stick. That is third-ranked Sean Rue here, and Rue with a quick takedown, and he's got Ross in trouble in the middle, and there's a quick fall, 30 seconds for Sean Rue. Tough draw there for Ross Bozer against one of the state's best in Class A, Sean Rue with the fall, and the score is now Piers 20, Holdingford 10.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2322.
Well, here's my bold prediction segment of the broadcast. Riley will win this match. Riley Messer for Painesville, Riley Hoskins for Piers. 1:20 to go. No scoring yet, but Messer's in the better position here. Hoskins, forehead to the mat, knees brought up under his chest. Now Messer over the back. Sean Rue with a fall in the match prior. It's now a 20-10 score. There's a takedown for Messer. He finally got the control as he scores first here a minute in. He'll now try and thread the right arm of Riley Hoskins through and use that as leverage to turn Riley, but Riley trying to pull that free. He does. Sits back now, turns. Riley trying to keep the momentum going, but Messer, good balance behind him. Right arm under Riley's waist. 30 to go. Messer with a takedown here early. Halfway point of this duel, match 7 out of 14. Now Riley to a knee. Messer bumps him forward, just puts that high into the backside of Riley and bumps him back to his knees. 15 to go. Looks like Messer might be digging for a cradle over there on the side of the mat. 4 seconds left. Riley able to stand up. That's Riley Hoskins. Stand, but time runs out. Couldn't escape. And the period ends with Messer leading Hoskins 2-0. Riley Hoskins, a little bit taller than Messer. Messer, I'm not sure if he got dinged in the ribs. He kind of grabbed himself and grimaced a little bit as he gets back into the middle, and now we get underway in period 2. There's Hoskins able to stand. Inside trip by Messer, though. Returns Hoskins back to the mat. Hooks that leg with his own left leg now as he rides on the right hip of Riley Hoskins with a minute 45 to go, second period. The Huskers will take on Painesville after this to complete the triangular. I think they're going to have a little intermission between, maybe some JV. Not sure what the exact schedule is, but I know the Piers varsity will be done after this duel here in holding four. Now Hoskins able to reach back, get in on the leg, and they're going to stop it for dangerous as Messer and Hoskins square off here. Good match, 2-0 for Riley Messer of the Bulldogs. Caution on Hoskins. He was kind of wasn't completely set. Kind of rocking left to right here as Messer was instructed to get on. Got to be still. And there's a cradle coming from Messer from the start. Trying to get a far side cradle is Riley Messer of the Bulldogs. 1:12 to go. Now Hoskins able to reach back and get a hold of the left leg of Messer. Can he hold on to that leg? Nope, lost that grip. And Messer cranks him back over. Riley still reaching back. Trying for a Gramby, but Messer's equaling him spin for spin there and keeping right behind Riley Hoskins. 48 seconds left. 2-0. Messer over Hoskins. Riley Hoskins with 37. One knee down, one knee up. Again, then, as soon as he got there to that spot, Messer just bump forward again, and Riley's back to both knees on the mat. Elbows out. Riley now sits, turns his back. He's reaching up for the head, trying to catch a headlock out of that. Didn't get it, though. Now he's spinning into him, but there's Messer again. Messer really fine work on his ride here. 10 seconds to go. Riley showing good effort from underneath. Final couple of ticks off the clock here. And it's 2-0 for Riley Messer over Riley Hoskins. Painesville choice. Messer's going to go down here. Period three about to begin. Both guys look tired. Sit-out try by Messer as Riley Hoskins goes after the hip attack. Another sit try as Hoskins has the beginnings of the Turk underway. Messer, though, able to stand now, trying to peel the right hand free. Riley drops down to the ankle of Messer, elevates that left leg up, returns him to the mat near the edge, and they do stop it out of bounds. 1:35 to go. Hoskins trailing 2-0. One turn here for Hoskins could give him a lead as Messer gets down. Referee says get on board, and we're underway again. 90 seconds left in the match for Hoskins and Messer. Riley's riding on the left hip, spinning. Messer. Riley's got a chance here. He's almost got that half in. He's cranking that. Messer, though, squares the shoulders, gets back to a neutral base. Almost. It's as close as Riley's come to turning him. But it wasn't really that close. Now Messer sits, facing into Hoskins. Still on his backside, though, as Hoskins driving forward. 55 seconds remain. Hoskins trailing Messer 2-0. Now crossface, stuff of the head by Hoskins. Out of bounds. We're down to 48.7 seconds left. A Duke's mixture of holds being thrown on here by these two guys. Hoskins left side. Quick stand up, but for a split second, Messer was up. But Riley drives forward on the hips, trying to get those legs split here. Does he have the Turk? Legs not in yet. 32 seconds left as Hoskins trailing by two. Hoskins goes up around the head now, and that'll be an escape for Messer. Able to fend off that headlock try. 3-0 for Messer. He shows aggression by shooting in double. He's got Riley Hoskins now behind him, dumped over his back. Riley in a possible stalemate, and this period in match is going to end for Riley Messer. 3-0 win for Messer. And that makes it Pierce 20, Painesville 13.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2322.
Colton Casper for the Pioneers. Pioneers' lead is now trimmed to 7, 20-13. Weston Roberg out there. Junior. Colton is a senior. Just underway. Colton got pinned in his first match today. Again, he just started coming back from injury. His first match was last night, so this is his third match in about 18 hours. And we get a stoppage as the wing on Roberg got a little high. Casper lost to Blake Siegler of Holdingford by fall. 1 minute to go. Hand fighting in the middle. Not a lot of action right now. Each guy kind of pushing his crown of his head into his opponent's crown. Colton's got the wrist now, sagging down on that. 40 to go. Balance right now. Shot in by Roberg. Not able to get in. Back up high they go. Underhook in by Casper. Pulled that away. 25 seconds left. No points on the board yet at 152 pounds. And neither guy will get anything firm held there, so they'll push each other away and take one last flurry at it here. Casper comes forward. 5 seconds left. And looks like this period will be scoreless. 0-0 after 2 minutes for Roberg and Casper. Word out of the wrestling room is Colton's looked good in practice since being able to wrestle, being cleared to wrestle. Just got to get into shape. That's tough to do at this time of the year when you're really having not wrestled at all season now with only a week left. There's an escape and then out of bounds. And Roberg gets the escape and he's up one zip. 1:45 left. Second period here. Here's Roberg shooting. Roberg's in on a single, elevating Casper over his back. Colton reaching back for that ankle, trying to get a stalemate. But Roberg will free that hand from his ankle and then power his way forward for the takedown. 3-0 now for Painesville's Weston Roberg. .103 left. Legs in tight, double leg, one leg in on the left side here for Roberg. Under a minute. Trying to turn those shoulders here. Double legs in now for Roberg as he cranks over to his left side. Casper not trying to give up anything here. This is awkward. That looks painful. He's giving up a count here. Roberg's going to get some near fall. Does he get the full three? Yes, he does. A 5 count. Now he tightens it up. Roberg trying to make this a one-point duel here. 23 seconds left for Weston Roberg, and there it is with 21 seconds left in the second. Three straight wins for Painesville and their lead. They are now within a point of Pierce. It's 20-19. Pioneers going to 160.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Minnesota, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Brandon Tomala comes out for the Pioneers at 160 against Painesville's Gabe Nelson. The Bulldogs with three straight wins, and this duel is now 20-19 Pioneers. Tomala trying to bring some momentum back to the Pioneer bench. He's up 2-0, a minute in. Nelson trying to fight off the Tomala Turk. Brandon reaches for that left elbow, cranks it. Tomala trying to run this half around on Nelson. He's almost got it. There's the tilt, and the count begins. Tomala with now Nelson switching out of that. Nelson gives up two near fall, then we'll get an escape. Not yet, though. No escape yet. Now the hand of Tomala comes free. This might turn into a reverse. Nope, they go out of bounds, so it is just an escape. Tomala gets the two near fall. Nelson gets the escape, so it's 4-1. 28 seconds left. Good action here in this 160-pound match. Reese Kaffner on deck. Ankle pick by Tomala. Double ankle pick. He went in, just grabbed the heels, and yanked the carpet out from underneath. Nelson reaches back for the head of Tomala. Couldn't get it. So it's a 6-1 lead on the Tomala takedown. 5 seconds remain. And Brandon will ride the period out to a 6-1 advantage. Tomala's going to go down here to begin period two, the second set of 2 minutes. And Tomala goes to work from underneath. So good at scoring from the down position, Tomala. Sags his weight to the right side as Nelson throws his hips across. Tries to tilt Tomala there. Breaks him down a little bit. Brandon now belly to the mat. Now Brandon trying to struggle his way up again. Gets to the knees. Now Nelson getting high on the back of Brandon. This is good for Brandon here. This is going to be Tomala running it forward into a headlock. He's got the head, and he just pushes forward. And now Nelson is stuck. What a job by Tomala. With a minute 22 to go in the second, Tomala gets a fall, and the Pioneers go up 26-19.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking, Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Reese Kampsner accepts a forfeit in open weight at 170 for Painesville, so it's Brandon Schlegel against Nathan Miller now. There's Schlegel getting a takedown early here. So Brandon strikes first, 2-0. The score now with the fall by Tamala and the forfeit for Kampsner, Kampsner, it's a 32-19 Piers lead over Painesville now. So Brandon Schlegel facing Nathan Miller here, a freshman. Brandon, he's got Miller to his back. Schlegel trying for a fall here. There it is, Brandon Schlegel with his second win of the year and his first fall. Just under a minute, 58 seconds. Schlegel makes it 38-19.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
We go to 195. This is Jacob Gottwald for the Pioneers and Spencer Eisenbraun for the Bulldogs. Jacob, a senior, Eisenbraun, an eighth grader. Jacob goes after the right and gets a takedown for two. Minute 20 to go, and Jacob chopping hard at the eighth grader's left elbow. Pioneers up 38-19 now. Brandon Schlegel just picked up his first fall of the year. I don't think he won by fall in New London. I'll have to recollect. I'll have to look back at that. I know that was his first win in New London in that individual tournament a couple weeks ago. Gottwald working here on the left hip. 50 seconds to go. Carson Hull's on deck. And then Austin Dickman. Gottwald's got the wing in on the left side. Pulling that shoulder back. Reaches under the chin. This could get tight for Gottwald now. Gottwald's getting a count. Gottwald. Eisenbraun trying to bridge. 22 seconds left. Jacob Gottwald trying for a fall here. And he does. Gottwald with 17 seconds left in the first. And the score escalates to 44-19.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Painesville sends out, did I hear him say Mike Schmitz or Clint Schmitz? Hulls out there for Pierce. And he gets a quick takedown. Hulls goes right to the cross face. Carson didn't wrestle against holding 40, accepted a forfeit. He's got a tight combo here, and he's almost got a fall here on Schmitz. That's tight. And there it is, 35 seconds into the match, a fall for Hulls. So the Pioneers rattle off four out of the last five matches with falls and a forfeit thrown in. And what was once a 20-19 score is now 50-19 with one match to go.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Here's Austin Dickman against Brandon Schlangen. No points here. 30 seconds gone by. Pioneers 50, Bulldogs 19. Last night at home, Dickman had the third-ranked heavyweight Tanner Burgess on his back for a minute in the opening period. Couldn't hold on to that near fall. Ended up getting pinned himself, but that was pretty exciting last night as Dickman almost pulled off the big upset last night. Brandon Schlangen, a junior. 55 seconds left. Dickman adjusts the headgear. Schlangen takes a little paw at the head. Another one. He's pushing the forehead back, Brandon. Slow circling movement out in the middle of the mat. Now Brandon decides to go on the attack, goes in on the single, drives forward, get the head out, hooks the leg, trying to turn Schlangen to his back here, get the head out and get two, turn him, and Schlangen on his back here. Dickman trying for a fall to end it. Dickman's got him tight, 18 seconds. Dickman trying to finish off the night, and he does with a fall, 14 seconds. Austin Dickman with the win. And the Pioneers win it 56-19 is your final score over Painesville.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and...
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
All right, Pierce sweeps two here in Holdingford this afternoon, beating the Huskers 56-18 and nearly identical, 56-19 over Painesville, although that Painesville one a little different. It was actually 20-19 after eight matches. The Pioneers maxed out on points the rest of the way. Five of them by falls and one by forfeit. So what was once a 20-19 score became a 56-19 final. We got some JV action out there now. Frank Tomberlin out there for the Pioneers against a young man from Painesville. as the JVers will get some mat time here. Let's take a quick rundown here then of this Painesville duel. As the Pioneers now with only Eden Valley Watkins left in their Central Minnesota Conference schedule. That'll be Tuesday at Ricori in a triangular. Pierce wraps up the regular season in 6 days at home, senior night against Royalton. In this one against Painesville, it was Blake Brooker getting the 106 match, and he won a 3-0 win over Caden Senko. Then Trevor Redunds, a fall over Josiah Utch. Piers led 9-0. Craig Schmitz of Painesville won a 14-3 major over Cale Becker. Painesville got on the board with a bonus point to make it 9-4. Then Brandon Funk at 126. Good effort here. A tech fall for Brandon, 18-3 over Aaron Magus. Piers was up 14-4 at that point. Jake Andries, pin over Brett Magus in the third. 20-4 became the team score there after Jake's fall. Then third-ranked Sean Rue got a fall over Ross Bozer in the first. That cut the lead to 20-10. Riley Messer, a 3-0 decision over Riley Hoskins, wrestling at 145. That made it 20-13. And then Weston Roberg with a fall over Colton Casper. Just like that, the Bulldogs had made it 20-19. But from there on out, it was a fall for Brandon Tamala over Gabe Nelson. Reese Kapsner accepted a forfeit. And then first period falls for Brandon Schlegel, Jacob Gottwald, Carson Hulls, and Austin Dickman to finish off the duel. And it went from 20-19 to 56-19 in about 10 minutes. So the Pioneers win two here as Tomberlin continues his JV work. Pioneers defeated Holding Ford 56-18 and then 56-19 over Painesville. After these JV rounds are done for the Pioneers, it'll be Holding Ford and Painesville to wrap things up. As the Pioneer fans start to head out of the gym, we'll take a final break here and come back and wrap up our day in Holding Ford.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
The teams are set and the big game is almost here. Are you ready? Throw the ultimate party this year with a new LG TV from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Right now is the perfect time to buy. There are huge savings on all of our TVs, including LG's OLED TV that has one of the best pictures available. We have a huge selection to choose from, and our guys can deliver and set it up for you. You won't have to lift a finger. So for the ultimate big game party this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack and let us set you up with your new LG TV today.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here from Holding Ford as the Pioneers leave town with a couple of CMC victories over the Huskers and the Painesville Bulldogs. Coming up on Monday, Pioneer boys basketball back at home. They'll take on Pillager. That's a big Section 7 AA matchup. Pillager's, I think, about 11-5 on the year. Pioneers will look to get to 500 after their big win over Maple Lake Thursday night. So that's Monday night. And then Tuesday, we've got a doubleheader of basketball action. Due to the postponements on Tuesday, the boys are going to play Eden Valley Watkins Tuesday. And that'll be a 5:30 start for the boys' varsity. 5:30 at the MAC. And then the girls will host Holding Ford on Tuesday night. So back-to-back, boys and girls doubleheader action. Piers Eden Valley in boys, Piers Holding Ford in girls. That is Tuesday coming up here on You Are There Sports. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I'm crying uncle on the day. It's done. Pioneers win two, and they'll get ready and veg out and watch the Super Bowl tomorrow like everybody else. Frank Tomberlin. Let's watch the end of Frank's match here as we leave town here. Pioneers win over Holding Ford in Painesville. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy the Super Bowl tomorrow. And we'll see you Monday back at the MAC. Pioneers and Pillager on You Are There Sports.